It's time for a Saskatchewan Quickie. Live from a field by Tufnell, it's Quick Dick McDick.
From a barn somewhere in Saskatchewan, it's Quick Dick McDick. Am I wrong or what?
Oh, you got it, man. You know what? In the calving barn here in the office, it's, for some reason, it's good cell service. So I don't mind spending time here. And now I know where to go in the yard if I need good service, right?
So now we know that your videos actually aren't done in the toilet, but actually done in the calving barn. Fair enough.
I might record a few of them on the toilet and then upload them from the calving barn. Yeah, you got to use the whole farm. You know what I mean?
I got you. Well, how are things going?
It's still pretty fresh here, Dave, so we're still at the fun part of calving, you know what I mean? Like, I'm still in the mindset where it's a miracle when a little calf comes into the world, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, you rub their head, hey, little guy, how's it going? And, you know, mom's all happy and licking them and everything's fine, but then, you know what's going to happen here? We're going to talk in a couple of weeks, and I'm going to go from this, I've got this little thing in my voice, and I'm going to be like, what do you want, Dave? And you're going to be like, what? I'm going to be like, listen, man, I'm in the calving barn, and now, okay, I really don't have time for this. I've got one that's trying to kill me, one that won't take her calf, one that has twins, two that are coming backwards. I don't even know what to do right now. I don't know why I have cattle. I don't know why we have cattle. I don't want to see any more cattle. I never will see them again. You know what I mean? it's an emotional roller coaster that you go on. Because right now, you go in, and yeah, like, I mean, obviously I eat beef kind of thing, but I don't feel anything when I go and have a hamburger or a steak or something like that. But like, you get past the point where you're at the part of calving where you're at ultimate low, and you, like, cut your steak harder when you get back to the house. You're like, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. So we're still in the love stage, Dave. It's like I'm on a honeymoon right now, you know, even though it's whatever time it is in the morning. I don't even know what day we're on here right now, but it must be close to Friday if we're talking, right?
There you go, my friend. That's how you keep it in track, right?
I hope you know how important you are to my schedule, Dave. You let me know every time it's Friday. I have to pick up parts before things close tomorrow.